The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us that Umayda Sakadati Me'akara, that the Gemara had a discussion, what is the color of the sun? Is it red or white? And the Gemara said in the Havamina that the sun is white. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that the sun is white? For Kasamka Tzafra Panya, in the morning and in the evening, we clearly see that the sun is red. Answers the Gemara, but Tzafra, the reason it's red in the morning, the Chalfa A'ape Vav de Gan Eden, it passes by the rose fields of the Gan Eden. Or Panya in the evening, the Chalfa A'pischa de Gehenim. In the evening it's red because it passes the entrance of Gehenim. Vikid the Amri Ibcha, that in the morning it's red because it passes by the entrance of Gehenim. And the evening gets red because it passes the rose gardens of Gan Eden. So Or HaChaim says that we say every day in the Tefillah of Aleinu, V'yadata Hayom Yeshivois HaLevavecha. So Or HaChaim explains Pshat in that Pasuk based on that Gemara. He says, V'yadata, you should know what to do. Learn from Hayoin. Learn from the day, from the sun. Because the sun passes by the Gehenim. And that's why it's red. So by looking at daylight, looking at the sun, that will serve as a reminder, Elavavech Kishem Elokim, that we should remember there's a God in the world and we should do what we're supposed to do. And the Binyan Yoda takes this point one step further. As we're going to discuss in our shir, the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, discusses how important it is, the mitzvah min ha-mufchor, to daven with the netzachama. And why is it so important to daven with the netzachama? So he explains, because the Netzachama is sunrise. And our Gemara is teaching us that at sunrise, the sun is red because it passes by the entrance of Gehenna. So every day if we daven at the Netz and we think about the red sun and what that represents, it will cause us to do tshuva, and therefore our tefillah will be more niskab. And in fact, in thinking and learning this halacha, the halacha of davening at the netz, we look at Or HaChaim Simen Nun Ches. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us, I'm not going to read the whole Sif Aleph, Zma Krishma Shal Shachris, Shiras Chavera Harogel Imoy Ktsas Barochik Dal Ams V'Yakreno. The Zman Krishma begins Mishiyakar, from when the time is that you could see somebody who you're somewhat acquainted with and recognize him. V'Nimshach Zmano Ad Soif Gimel Shos, and it continues till 3 hours in the day. Shurvi Ayom, which is a quarter of the day. Continues the Shulchan Aruch U'Mitzvah Namufcha. The mitzvah and the kroisik of a seeking. The rest time to say Krishma is kvasikin, and the Ramah explains what does a seeking mean. Pirish talmidim, v'rashi pirish anoshim anovim, humble modest people who mechavim mitzvahs, people who love the mitzvahs. So mechavim the kroisoy me'at kodem netzachama, that would go out of the way to say Krishma right before the Nates. Pirish, the definition of the Nates, is Yetzis Achamek Mohen Natesu Aramoinim, when the star, when the when the pomegranates blossom, when the sun comes out. Kedei she signed Krishma Brikosem Netzachama, in order that you should finish saying Krishma by the time the Netz comes. V'yismach atfil miyad b'Netzachama, and then you will be able to daven immediately at the Netz. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, beautiful, Umi Shiyoch L'chav and Lassus came, and somebody who's able to daven that way, Schor HaRamoid. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Umuftach Lo Shebeno Elam Haba, somebody who davens this way, says Krishma right before the Nates, and davens by the Nates, is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. V'lo yuzo kolo suyom, he won't have any problems, won't be danger that whole day. So it's interesting. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and the Me'adim Vazmanim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Shin Chof Aleph, quotes this halacha, and he actually teaches us that there's a three-way machlokes rishonim. What is the proper way, when to daven, what to daven? He says that the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam is that the proper time of saying mitzvahs krishma is right by the nates, before the nates, and only by the eved are you yoytze mitzvahs krishma after the nates. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is very understandable, because you say Krishma before the Nates, which is the proper time to say it, and then you daven. However, then he mentions the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chanano, the Rizal, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rav Yoh, that the time for saying Krishma is really after the Nates. And therefore, the Vesikin, according to them, said Krishma after the Nates, and then davened. And then he quotes the opinion of Ramban and Rajban Rosh, that the Zman of Krishma is from Shiyakar. That's really the right time to say Krishma, as soon as Mashiachah comes. But the Vesikin specifically delayed in saying Krishma right before the Nates, because Tefillah should be said with the Nates, and there's also a concept, as we just learned, of saying Gula, being Mismach Gula with Tefillah, saying Gula right before Tefillah. So therefore they said Krishma and the Brachas, concluding with the Bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then davened by the Nates. So actually, in this piece, Rav Moshe Sternbuch says that Rashi's opinion is also like Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chanano, that the Zman Krishma is after the Nates. And he also says that the opinion of the Rambam, it's not so poshut that the opinion of the Rambam is like we said it is, that Krishma should be canon, should l'chatchila be recited before the Nates, but rather Krishma should be recited, even according to the Rambam, by the Nates. So he asks, and he actually says, that Reb Chaim Brisker asked this question, how does the Shulchan Aruch say that we should say Krishma before the Nates, and then daven by the Nates, or according to all these Rishonim, the time to say Krishma is only by the Nates? So what are we accomplishing by saying, doing it the way we read in the Shulchan Aruch it should be done? We lose saying Krishma in the proper time. That's a question that he asks. So he actually says two things. One, he wants to say that the Nates actually is not one specific moment. So he wants to say a Chiddush, that the Nates takes a little while, and therefore what the right thing to do is not start, as is the Minhag HaOlam, to say Krishma right by the Nates,
But on the contrary, he suggests say Krishna by the nates. If you're going to say Krishna by the nates, what's going to happen is you're going to end up davening. It takes time to say Krishna. And you're going to end up davening ready when it's after the nates. So he says that the nates is not one moment. And if you say Krishna by the nates, and then you daven, and then you only begin davening the couple of moments later, after you finishing say Krishna, you still will have said Krishna in the time, you will still will have davened in the time which is considered the nets. So Chiddush, he has a reading in the Rambam that says, that he says proves that that's the correct way. But we know that that's not really the minhag ha'olam. So the question comes back. According to all these Rishonim, how do we understand what it says? This, it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. However, according to what we explained at the beginning of the shir, it's quite understandable. Because we said at the beginning of the shir that there's a specific point in davening by the nates, specifically at the nates, based on our Gemara, because that gives us the proper kavana in our davening. So because there's such an important point of getting the proper kavanah in the davening, we can now understand why the Shulchan Aruch chose to daven, to say Krishna even before the nates, which according to some Rishonim may be too early, but they recognize the tremendous gain that there is in saying davening by the nates, given that that's the moment that we could get the proper his iris to our davening. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'al Locha Mitzvah Menam Mufcha says Dada's Hirim Likras Kvasikin. The Mishnah Berurah says davening Kvasikin is so worthwhile Mutta Likrois Ulispal Bichidi. He says davening Kvasikin is so worthwhile that you could even daven if they don't have a minion to daven kvasikin. And he says, V'gdolim azem mucha v'mishnah brachas daf chabez yar lipo ayin sham. The Mishnah Berurah is referring to the Mishnah in Masechet Brachas daf chabez, that the Mishnah over there teaches us on chabez on the base hay oimid bet tefillah. Somebody's davening and he remembers it's about Tveri. He shouldn't interrupt his davening. Now continues the Mishnah. Yor Litvo. If somebody went to the mikvah, im yochalal is loskasas likras achlei teneitz achama. If he could get out of the mikvah and put on his clothing and say Krishna before the nates, so certainly the mikveh, sitting in the mikveh, is not the proper place to say Krishna. Yal viskas v'yikra. V'mlav viskas v'mayim v'yikra. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's this Mishnah teaching us? Certainly, everybody could understand that the mikveh is not the place, the place that one should really be saying Krishna. But because the seeking, because davening by the nes is so important, tells us the Mishnah, you can even say Krishna standing in a mikveh just in order to get the mitzvah of minamufcha of the nets. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, the tefillah ain't like tefillah beisahi. Even as we know, it's important to say Krishna wearing tefillah. But if somebody, the nets comes, and the person doesn't have tefillah, I feel like he is all across his man of some of the nets. Mishnah Zu, I have a secret to the Maslinan Begamara. So Mishnah Berurah is teaching us that saying Krishna by the nets, davening by the nets, is such a mitzvah that you could daven be Yechidus and you could even say Krishna without feeling just to fulfill the mitzvah of the nets.